From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting what is now Tropical Storm Harvey continues to inundate parts of Texas. Tropical Storm Harvey killed a second person Saturday as flooding and tornadoes presented continuing danger for the residents of southeastern Texas. The second fatality was a woman who died after apparently getting out of her car in flooded streets on Houston's west side, according to authorities. Friday night, an unidentified victim died in a house fire in the town of Rockport, 48 kilometers north of Corpus Christi. The National Weather Service has confirmed that at least seven tornadoes have touched down in the Houston area since Friday evening. Matthew Ayala watched what was happening from his home in Rockport, Texas.
Tree came flying through somebody else's yard and knocked the RV up in the air. And then I got the dogs in the house, and by then the tornado had lifted up the ponies and taken them. And I seen the other family that was with like four or five kids run back in their trailer, and then the tornado hit it and they were gone. And like two more came across the other side coming the other way, and they cut a path going this way. And everybody that was in that area, if they were in the homes, there's no way they could have survived.
In addition to the two fatalities, Harvey injured at least 14 people. In the area between Corpus Christi and Houston, many people feared that toll was only the beginning. Texas officials say they expect to find further victims, however, as the storm moves inland. Harvey is the fiercest hurricane to hit the United States in more than a decade, with winds of 209 kilometers per hour at the time of landfall. It's already dumped more than 50 centimeters of rain in some places and is predicted to move through a 600-kilometer-wide swath of the Texas coast. This is VOA News. British police say a second arrest has been made in connection with an assault on three police officers by a man armed with a 4-foot sword outside London's Buckingham Palace Friday. They say a 30-year-old man was arrested at an address in West London on suspicion of being involved in the commission, preparation, or instigation of terrorism. A man deliberately drove at a police van close to the Queen's official residence in London late on Friday and was detained by three police officers who sustained minor injuries. A 26-year-old arrested at the scene remains in custody after a warrant for his detention until September 1st was granted. The Lebanese army has announced a unilateral ceasefire in its fight against the Islamic State group along the border with Syria. A statement from the army today said the ceasefire began at 0400 universal time in order to allow for negotiations linked to the fate of nine Lebanese soldiers kidnapped in August of 2014 and thought to be still held by the militants. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah and the Syrian army, which are fighting the Islamic State group in the same area, have also announced ceasefires. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims fleeing violence in Myanmar are trying to cross the border with Bangladesh as fresh fighting erupts in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Reuters' Samantha Vadas has more.
As fresh fighting erupts in Myanmar's northwestern Rakhine State, gunfire can be heard from neighboring Bangladesh. And as the shots rang out, thousands of Rohingya Muslims tried to flee across the border near Cox's Bazar, many of them seen by Reuters hiding in bushes from border guards. Almost 100 people have died in recent days in widespread attacks by Rohingya insurgents, prompting Myanmar's government to evacuate hundreds of villages. Families, including women and children, spending the night in a marshy area waiting to cross over. Hamid Hossein was one of them.
One of my sons was lost while crossing the border. We couldn't tolerate the torture of the Myanmar government. They killed our people. Bodies were lying there. We were helpless there.
The attacks mark a dramatic escalation of a conflict that simmered since October, when a similar offensive prompted a major military sweep plagued by allegations of serious human rights abuses.
Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. Thousands of supporters of a controversial Indian guru convicted of rape began leaving his headquarters in Sirsa in northern India Sunday, ending a tense standoff with soldiers. Followers of Ram Rahim Singh, who calls himself Saint and is the leader of a quasi-religious sect, responded to an appeal by authorities to disperse after staging a violent protest, which left at least 36 people dead and nearly 300 wounded. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.